The theme of the 15th annual Texas Veterans Expo was simple: answering the call. But meeting that call has proved difficult. The Texas Veterans Commission's job is to connect veterans with benefits. But Commission Executive Director Thomas Palladino said disabled veterans in this state have had a hard time getting their requests answered.
Claims used to be processed in about 120 days. Now it takes almost 2 years for the VA to process a claim. And the reason is because they're using an antiquated system which goes back to the Korean War. It's a paper system.
Palladino said that about 100 officers handle the backlog, which has ballooned to 68,000 since 2010. In July, the state created a so-called strike force team to clear up the backlog. Palladino said it's processed 11,000 claims in 5 months and sent thousands to the Veterans Administration for approval.
No other state is doing this. They're just waiting in the VA to solve the problem, and they're not solving the problem.
Former Marine Sergeant Daryl Adkins said he's been waiting a year and a half for his disability benefits. He retired in December 2011. At 6'4", the broad-shouldered Marine walked with a swagger and didn't look like a veteran who'd been collecting disability. But during his retirement physical, Adkins was told he had a brain tumor.
So the tumor's not gone. I've got tinnitus in my ear. I've lost 40% of my hearing, and I can't hear.
He's also diabetic and suffers from post-traumatic stress, all of which he shrugs off jokingly.
I'm telling you, man, I'm all jacked up, you know.
Adkins served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but retired while stationed in Okinawa, Japan. Because he wasn't stationed at a base in the States, his case was given to a regional office in Pittsburgh. Winston Cover said the practice is common at the federal level. He's a Vietnam veteran and a caseworker for the Texas Veterans Commission.
Someone who is not military, has no military experience, doesn't know those. It slows down the process.
Because he is currently unemployed, Adkins and his wife can't apply for a home loan. They're living with her family in Killeen.
My retirement's like $3,500. If I was, you know, if they just told me I was 70% disabled, we could get a loan for a house right now.
Adkins said the Veterans Expo gave him some hope that he might actually have found a way to get his disability. The Texas Veterans Commission is seeking another $2 million from the Texas legislature to hire more caseworkers. Andrew Weber, KUT News.